The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
It is now public knowledge that Mr. Bolt has been tested positive.
He can outrun just about everyone in the world, but legendary sprinter Usain Bolt could not outrun coronavirus. Christopher Tufton is Jamaica's Minister of Health and Wellness.
He has been formally notified, I'm told, by the authorities. And in keeping with standard protocol, once there is a positive case, irrespective of the individual, it triggers an approach to questioning, interrogation, if you will, which would then follow through with contact tracing.
The 34-year-old retired sprinter, who won gold in the 100 and 200 meters at the last three Olympics, posted a video on social media to explain the situation and says he has no symptoms while staying in self-quarantine. World number one men's tennis player Novak Djokovic says he does not have to repair his reputation after hosting an exhibition event where he and a number of players contracted coronavirus. And the Serbian has no regrets making his return to the main tour at the Western and Southern Open in New York.
I don't enjoy anything that I do off the court that is related to tennis as much as I do the things that I do on the court, so I love competing. First of all, I miss tennis. I miss competition.
Djokovic will be the only representative of the big three at the Grand Slam in New York.
It is definitely strange not to have Federer and Nadal, at least one of them. They'll be missed without a doubt because they are who they are, legends of our sport.
Djokovic says the event is not diminished without them.
With Federer and Nadal and Wawrinka not coming to the tournament, every other top player is here. So I don't make a significant difference in terms of whether this Grand Slam should be considered as a Grand Slam in terms of title or something like that, because I see there's a conversation about that and that people think that it should not be valued in the same way. I disagree with that. I think, most of the top players are here.
Djokovic was also defensive that a U.S. Open title might be easier for him to grab in the absence of Federer and Nadal. The Game Room opens with new stories each week on VOANews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.